Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. It's the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Pastor Paul, and it's a privilege and an honor to speak with you. Yesterday's podcast, we broke away from our study on the Lord's Prayer, and I just spoke some things that were on my heart. It's one of the things I really love about doing a daily podcast, is that when something's flaming on me or burning in me, I can just say it, and it just takes us a few minutes to do. So if you missed yesterday, it might be worth your time to go back. I think there was some quality stuff. I want to get into the Lord's Prayer today, and actually I want to head towards the close. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's the 13th verse of the Matthew 6 version of the Lord's Prayer. How I want to dwell on this is really what I think Jesus is portraying is a statement of direction and leadership. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Note the key words, lead and deliver. In both cases, we are the followers, He is the leader. As He leads, we follow. So let's talk about leadership for a moment, not in relation to some tiered system within the church, which I think is foolishness and for the most part, but let's talk about the leadership of shepherds and sheep. And I've said this before, but let me reiterate. God didn't choose the illustration of sheep because they're stupid, they're slow, they're defenseless, they're ignorant. Because when they jump into a river to cross it, they drown because their wool gets wet. All the things that, and I've preached all that silliness before too, that God chose that so that we would know our place and realize that we had to let Him carry us, that we couldn't fight wolves, and we weren't quick enough to run away. We weren't even smart enough to find our own food, so we needed a shepherd. No. I believe that God chose sheep for two reasons. One, they naturally follow. They're not leaders. They're followers. We follow our good shepherd. But two, and this is one that I've never heard anybody else say, but I just feel this so strongly in my spirit. Sheep, their major produce is not their meat, their milk, or whatever other animals give. It's their wool. And they grow the wool naturally without thinking about it, without trying, and totally effortlessly. And the shepherd can shear the wool off of the sheep without hurting them. He can actually receive their greatest gift, and they don't work for it, and it doesn't hurt them for him to harvest it. To me, that's an incredible illustration of the life of the believer. You put forth the fruit of righteousness. You don't stress or strain to put forth the fruit of righteousness. It just comes out. When God comes to quote-unquote pluck the fruit from your life, and how that happens is that people actually eat the fruit from your life. They take bites out of your kindness and your gentleness and your goodness and your long-suffering. It benefits the world for you to display the fruits of the kingdom. And it doesn't hurt when people take it. It doesn't hurt to be kind. It doesn't hurt to be gentle. It doesn't hurt for the shepherd to shear the sheep and then them produce great things. In fact, it's actually good for them because they get to start all over. It's sort of like a fruit tree when the fruit is picked and plucked and there's a little pruning that goes on. Great things happen in the next harvest. So that's why you're a sheep, not because you're stupid, but because you're naturally a producer and you're a natural follower of the voice of the Good Shepherd. Be a natural follower today. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.